Hey, Seminole family. Thanks for joining me today for another devotion. Today, I want to talk to you about surrendering your future. Surrender means leaving the future to God. You decide that no matter what happens during a difficult season of life, that you're going to live for God and you're going to trust Him with your future. You decide not to waste today worrying about tomorrow. You decide not to side with the left or the right. Instead, you side with God, His way, not your way. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. He says, if I choose to trust in the Lord, and I don't listen to what I think's best, but I listen to what God thinks is best, and I acknowledge Him in every area of my life, my career, my family, every area of my life, and I say, this is your area, Lord. He says, He'll show us the path to take. He will keep us on the right path. It may not be the easy path, but it's the right path, the fulfilling path, the path that leads to peace in Christ. Many people don't know where the Lord is leading them for the future. But the truth is, He doesn't want to keep it a secret from you. He will lead you if you'll surrender every area of your life over to Him. You won't know every step, but He will lead you in the right direction. That verse says, do not depend on your own understanding. The future is beyond our understanding. So don't depend on your understanding. Surrender your future to God. What area of your life is not surrendered to God? Surrender is holding up the white flag and saying, God, the war is over. I'm not going to fight you anymore. I want your peace, not all this stress. Luke 14:33 says, so you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own. When you come to Jesus, you give up everything, everything that you've got, and then you've never had it so good. Yeah, you give it all up. Whatever is number one in your life, that's what you give up. But notice the benefit. Jesus also said this in Mark chapter 10, verse 29 and 30. Yes, Jesus replied, and I assure you that everyone who has given up anything for my sake and the good news will receive now in return 100 times over. And in the world to come, that person will have eternal life. God says, whatever you give up for me, I'm going to restore it 100-fold in your life. By the way, you know what 100-fold is? Do you know what the interest rate is? 10,000% interest. I highly recommend you give it all to God because He will restore it and He will multiply it. And He says, I'm going to restore it 100-fold in your life. Surrender to God and you will find peace in fulfillment. I'm going to be praying that you do that this week. I hope you have a great day today. Fantastic rest of your week. I love you. God bless.